The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There an angel of the Lord appeared to him in fire, flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, "I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned." When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." God said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your father," he continued, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The cry of the children of Israel has reached me, and I have truly noted that the Egyptians are oppressing them. Come now, I will send you to Pharaoh and lead my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt?" He answered, "I will be with you, and this shall be your proof that it is I who have sent you. When you bring my people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord is kind and merciful. He pardons all your iniquities, he heals all your ills, he redeems your life from destruction, he crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord secures justice and the rights of all the oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. The Lord is kind and merciful. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you, with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we see Jesus having a conversation with his dad, and he praises him, and he praises God the Father for revealing himself to the childlike. Now, of course, he says that he knows the Father, so he's saying that he's childlike in faith, which is unbelievable. So what we're called to do is to imitate Jesus. My spiritual director for many years, Father Peterson, used to tell me every time, he said, "I want you to be little, I want you to be little, I want you to be little." And I'd say, "I don't like being little." And he goes, "That's why I want you to be little." And he wanted me to get away out of myself, to be humble, to be trust-like, be filled with trust, to be childlike, to be little. And so it's just what we are called to do as we celebrate today the feast of St. Kateri Tekawatha. She was little. She was humble. And God used her in a mighty way. The same with Moses. Moses says, "Who am I that I'm supposed to go and do these things?" And he says, "I am with you." That same God who was with Moses is the same God who is with you. Be little, and you'll experience him. And you'll see him, and you'll know him, and you'll know that you are never alone. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.